From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rallies engulf Europe over the escalating refugee crisis on Saturday. Tens of thousands of people filling central London to protest against British government position on the crisis. Similar crowds gathered in Stockholm and Copenhagen. And in Vienna, reporters spoke with police officer Helmut Marban, who spoke about help being given to the refugees who were there.
Well, I think we managed the situation very well at the moment. We cooperate very deeply with Red Cross, with the Austrian military forces, just to shelter the people, just to give them drinks and food and medical help.
Speaking Saturday in Berlin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel urged the EU member states to share the responsibility of accepting people seeking asylum. Germany expects to take in 800,000 migrants and refugees this year alone. A spokesman for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation on Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of the ceasefire agreement. Both the government and the rebels have traded accusations about violations of that agreement, despite reports the UN Security Council could consider targeted sanctions against those found in complicit to undermining the ceasefire accord. Residents in southeastern Turkey in the city of Sizra are emerging to the scenes of destruction after authorities lifted a 9-day curfew imposed for operation against Kurdish militants. A VOA Turkish reporter visiting Sizra Saturday witnessed houses and vehicles riddled with bullet holes, hundreds of empty shells scattered all over every corner. Bombed-out buildings marked every street of the city, he said, near Turkey's border with Iraq and with Syria. This is VOA News. Members of NATO's highest military authority met in Istanbul, Turkey on Saturday for their final conference of the year. The top U.S. military chief, General Martin Dempsey, represented Washington. The meeting came as nearly 2 million Syrians are flooding into Turkey to escape the violence. General Dempsey said they must find a way to defeat extremists such as the Islamic State militants. Critics say disagreements between the Turks and Americans have benefited the militants. Turkey has taken steps recently more in line with U.S. and coalition efforts to opening of the Incirlik Air Base, as well as helping the warplanes land there and later joining the coalition airstrikes against the militants. And Kurdish forces, backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition, have driven the Islamic State militants out of 9 villages in northern Iraq. That story now from Roger Wilkerson.
Iraqi Kurdish fighters known as Peshmerga have successfully pushed the so-called Islamic State group's militants from parts of the northern Iraqi province of Kirkuk. The most recently liberated part is this village, where an IS flag can still be seen. The militants fled, but not before leaving roadside bombs to cause further destruction.
We have come to this village called Albu Muhammad and suffered from landmines which killed and wounded our fighters. If you look around, you will see that ISIS militants have left many explosives around us. Houses have also been destroyed.
Despite the militants' booby traps, which affect civilians and security forces alike, Peshmerga fighters are happy to be retaking their territory from the terrorist group. For Dilshad Anwar in Kirkuk, this is Roger Wilkerson, VOA News.
Saudi officials have pledged this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 170 people and injured more than 230 others. It happened at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Huge crane crashed through a ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers just ahead of the annual Hajj pilgrimage at one of Islam's holiest sites. Head of Saudi civil defense authority said high winds during a storm caused that disaster. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place for as long as violated truce agreement is fully honored. Nuland also warned on Saturday that Moscow will pay more cost for future violations of the Minsk peace deal.
What's happened now was supposed to happen in the first couple of days of Minsk. We now need to see those weapons pulled back verifiably, and we need to move on to a real election in the Donbass under Ukrainian law and with full OSCE verification.
She spoke in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, to a gathering of Ukrainian and foreign political and business dignitaries. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.